and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and this morning our guest is going to be Dr. Michael Kaufman, who we've had on many times before, but he's put together a DVD, which we will be offering this morning. Really fascinating, because, of course, it parallels so much of what we've been talking about for a long period of time, has some wonderful quotations I did not have from various of the occult writers talking about really about the true purpose of Masonry and, of course, this whole Luciferian movement. And what most people don't understand is dualism. They do not understand that if you go back through history, whether it be the Zoroastrians or the Manicheans or the Marcians or the Gnostics or the Kabbalists or even modern-day Masonry, this was the secret that the Templars knew and the secret that the Rosicrucians knew. And that is that there are two gods. Now, I don't believe that. I believe that there is one God, and there is an antagonist who is Lucifer, and Lucifer is not imaginary. I believe there's a spiritual dimension. But these people believe there are two gods, the good God and the bad God. And the bad God is the God of the Christians and the Jews. And, of course, they worship the good God who gives them freedom. In fact, they believe their God is the author of liberty, because he gives them freedom with absolutely no restraints. And this is a problem that's been around since the beginning of time, as man has tried to look at what goes on in the world and says, why would a good God allow evil? Well, maybe the God that allows evil is the evil God, and there is another God who is the good God, and we could argue at infinitum about this sort of thing and never come to a conclusion. I know that there is a good God who does allow evil, and I don't know why he does, but I do know that there is a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and there really are people out there who worship Lucifer. And Dr. Kaufman's new DVD does a great job of bringing this out. Michael, are you there?
I am.
Well, I'll let you pick up the story. What's the title of the DVD?
The title
of the world. I want you to know, I was up till 11 o'clock last night watching it. Go right ahead.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it, Stan.
I did. I very much.
The title is World Events and Prophecy, and I've been doing this for so many years, as you well know, Stan, and seeing the links into prophecy that I had to finally put out a DVD that made the links and showed very clearly what was happening on the prophetic side of this, because 99% of most Christians don't have a clue that we're seeing so many end-time prophecies being fulfilled now that it just makes your head spin. They see it on the evening news, but it's never put into a context where they can understand it.
They just don't connect the dots is a problem.
No, they do not.
And they're really being intentionally misled, even by many of their own Christian leaders. We either knowingly or unknowingly are leading them astray. So you pick the story up.
Well, I teach an 11-week series of lessons on prophecy. And I was just doing that this summer, and I realized that, gosh, you know, something needs to be said to or put out for the general church to understand what is happening so that they can be better prepared. And so I picked out basically three or four of those major prophecies concerning the end times and put them together in a DVD. And the four of them that are really involved are the one world government and the one world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of the 10 horns of Daniel in Revelation, and the mark of the beast, and begin to explain what was happening in the world today that could be and probably are the fulfillment of those prophecies.
And, of course, never before in history, and then for 2,000 years, Christians have been waiting for the Lord to return. But he couldn't return until the Jews were back in Israel. I mean, that was the pivotal point back in 1948 when the Jews returned to Israel. Why is that pivotal? Because God said it was pivotal. That's why. You know, and we have nothing to do with it. God told us the things that would happen. There'd come a time you'd neither be able to buy nor sell, lest you wore the mark of the beast and were known by the number of his name, and that number is 666. And, you know, today, the first time in all recorded history, you could have a totally cashless society, an electronic society where everything would be mediated through computers. It's really amazing. We see everything coming together, isn't it, Michael?
It is. And the thing that, you know, that just amazes me, and you've talked about it on your program many times, Stan, is that if you go back to Daniel chapter 2 and the latter verses where it talks about the 10 toes, those represent sometime in the future there's going to be a 10-nation confederacy that's going to rule this world. We've historically thought that was going to be Europe, and it still may be. We don't, you know, there's things happening that could happen that way. But I've known for two decades now that they're creating a division in the world along economic lines, and they're literally, based on the 2002 efforts to create these economic regions, they're going to be dividing those up into potentially 10. There's 8 of them right now that are in place or being formed right now. And it's very likely that the 9th and 10th one will be made as manifest and shown to the world here very shortly.
Now, are these the free trade zones you're speaking of?
Yeah, the free trade zones of America are one of them, but I never really thought that would stand up in the long run, that I felt it would divide in two. And of course, as you probably reported on your programs in the past, that is in fact now happening with the creation of the North American Union of Canada, United States, and Mexico. That is patterned after the European Union. Again, 99% of the American people know nothing about it. It's been widely publicized in the conservative media, but the only one that has been allowed to, but the only network that has done this in the liberal media is CNN and Lou Dobbs, and I have some quotes out of his program that shows just how bad and how serious this effort is to create this North American Union.
And I thought that the clips that you had, in your DVD from Lou Dobbs, and really quite an extensive part of one of his programs, and then the clips that you had on the Vera chip that they're actually injecting in people today, an electronic chip, of course, that will allow people to be scanned, and then of course they won't even have to pay for their products. The scanner will know who they are and know what they bought, and everything will be taken care of electronically, and will either buy or sell without some sort of electronic identification. We'll be right back with Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333 Acoma Way. Bring your 9-branched Hanukkiahs and your delicious latkes. Special guest speaker Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry. Also, a special praise dance with the Daughters of Zion. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information, and we'll see you December the 16th at Beth Messiah Congregation and celebrate Hanukkah.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
And our guest this morning is Dr. Michael Kaufman, talking about his new DVD on world events, which we are going to carry because it has such great information. Michael, pick up the story, please.
Well, it's very interesting that not only are we developing a regional government for the world, when this North American Union comes into place, it'll basically subvert the Constitution of the United States and give the power to run our lives to an international group of people made up of from Mexico, the United States, and Canada. We will no longer have the constitutional protections that we have right now. We basically have given over our sovereignty to this multinational group that claims they're going to make things better for us. They also want to put in a major highway system originating in Mexico and going all the way to Canada. And of course, then branching out throughout the United States. And if you tie that in with the Wildlands Project itself, and the Wildlands Project is a United Nations effort to create or put the United States, by about one half of the United States, in the wilderness areas that we stopped about 10 to 14 years ago back in the U.S. Senate. And that effort, if you look at where the wilderness areas are designed to be put, they're mainly in our resource areas where we get oil or minerals or things like that. And surprisingly, these roads go right by them. And as we've long suspected, we suspect and continue to suspect that they're designing this so that they can exploit those resources after they've taken them away from private landowners by putting these major highways in and taking them out through Mexico or importing through Mexico, and basically eliminating the U.S. Worker and the U.S. sources of these minerals. It's just, if you look at the whole picture, it is astonishing, Stan, how well all the things that we've talked about over the past 5 or 6 years are coming to fruition right now, and especially with this North American Union that they're trying to create. And it's the thing that scares me the most. Nobody knows about it, and when it finally comes up for a vote in the U.S. Senate, probably in 2 or 3 years, it'll be put on the fast track, and it'll only be allowed 20 hours of debate. So that no one will really be able to discuss it.
And people wonder why President Bush wants, of course, amnesty for all the illegal aliens.
Yes.
The reason he wants it is because we're going to merge with Mexico. They're not longer going to be illegal aliens. They're going to be citizens of North America. This is why they haven't sealed the border. This is why they have the catch and release program. This is why they have not done anything to the employers who are violating immigration laws by employing illegal aliens. But now they don't call them illegal aliens anymore. Notice how they use the terms, now they're migrants. Oh, that means it's different. They're just simply migrants. And they play games with the minds of the American people. They control the media. They control our reality. And soon, they will take our freedom.
That is so true. And we're getting very, very close to that now, I think. I thought maybe at the year 2000, the first part of the year, the 21st century, they'd make an effort. And I think they would have. But they missed one ingredient, of course, and that is the fact that they need to keep people agitated in some way that war historically has been able to provide. And of course they got that with 9/11, and now we have the war on terror. That's always going to be there. It will never be resolved, and it will always keep us in the state of agitation when we start to get out of line and no longer are obedient to what they want us to do, then they'll have another major terrorist attack and it'll start all over again. We predicted that in 1999, and that Osama bin Laden would be allowed to do a major terrorist effort somewhere in the United States, and of course that did happen then with 9/11. These things are fairly predictable if you understand where they're going and why they're doing things. And I think one of the things that I tried to do with this DVD is to pull all this together, at least with centered on those four prophecies. There are many other things that are going on, but those four prophecies are the big ones, and I've gotten feedback from people that have bought them so far, and they said they have never seen a DVD that ties things together as well as this one does and help people to understand what is going on.
Well, I think you did an excellent job with it, and I actually was up a couple of nights watching it. It's about two and a half hours?
It's only an hour and 20 minutes.
It's only an hour and 20 minutes. Well,
yeah.
It's very well done. And
I think
that your quotations, of course, you have a lot of these wonderful quotations from the various occultists who make it very, very clear. And for our listeners who do not understand, there really are people who worship Lucifer, who are open about it in their writings. And, of course, you're never going to hear about it because, of course, their allies control the media, and their allies have infiltrated our churches, and your ministers either don't know about it, or in many instances, since we have so many ministers who are actually into Masonry, they're not going to tell you about it very, very specifically.
Yeah, exactly. And the heart of this, of course, is the Freemason movement, and I make it very clear, if you're a Freemason, you probably do not believe this, but yet most of the occult sources of writings name the Freemasons as the vehicle by which this whole agenda has been carried forward through the centuries. And I've got those quotes in there. You can read them yourself. If you still don't believe it, that's your decision. But the fact is that it's hard to ignore some of these very powerful people that have basically say the Freemasons are the center of all of this. And while Freemasons have done a lot of very good things, you know, children's hospitals and the rest of it, I don't want to degrade that. The fact is that that's basically just a smokescreen to cover up what they're trying to do on the inside.
Well, of course, the thing is, most Masons really don't know what this is about. I mean, a Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity, and out of fraternity, who has no idea what Masonry is about, and an inner fraternity that does. And,
yes.
Of course, if you're in the outer fraternity, you don't know about it. If you're in the inner fraternity, why, they would kill you if you ever reveal it. So, if you'd ask a Mason, of course he's going to tell you it's not true.
Mm-hmm. And they honestly believe that. I have no question about that. What bothers me probably more than anything else that many pastors of our various denominations and churches, independent churches, are members of the Freemasons, and they will adamantly deny that it's involved in the occult, and yet it is based on the occult, and these occult writings from these major global writers for different occult organizations have freely admitted it.
I know, and the thing is, we're making progress. A friend of ours, I don't know if you ever saw this, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning that Chris Pinto put out, goes into Masonry and this occult influence. History Channel had to put out a couple of documentaries to try to neutralize that. They're frightened to death. The American people may wake up and realize what's going on and the significance of the emblems on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid,
yes.
The all-seeing eye of the great architect of the universe, the slogan, Novus Ordo Seclorum, beneath the pyramid. Nobody ever tells them what it means or that's a Christian phrase. That's a Christian pyramid. That's a Christian occult eye. But anyway, they've infiltrated our Christian organization so effectively. And yet we still have a voice. Well, certainly you go into in great detail how this whole move to unite North America is simply part of this whole effort to unite the world. But the first thing you have to do is establish a massive bureaucracy and take away national sovereignty. And that's really key to what's going on in America today, isn't it?
It is. We have seen that especially over the last 50 years since World War II, 60 years now. But it's been going on for more than 100 years. we can go back to the beginning of the 20th century, of course, and the creation of the Federal Reserve and all the rest, were all efforts to bring control centrally into the hands of this global elite. And I talk about that as well as to what is actually happening, as you well have in your books too, Stan, the creation of the Federal Reserve, the creation the power behind the banking system of the world, centering basically in the U.S. Federal Reserve and the Bank of England. It is astonishing when you really realize it, how powerful these organizations are. And the thing that is very interesting is that most of your global leaders, if not all of them, fully understand this. I mean, there's no secret to them. And they are battling it tooth and nail. You have the Anglo-American faction, which is made up of the banking cartel, and then you have the socialist Europeans, led by Jacques Chirac and Germany, and France, that are trying to weaken that axis of power and come out on top. They still want a world government, but they want to be the ones that are in control. And then you have the Russians, and then the Chinese, and then the Arabs. 9/11, as you've mentioned many times on your program and in your newsletters, is not an accident. It happened deliberately. We created the Al-Qaeda element, the radical Al-Qaeda. The CIA did. And you can go on ad nauseum on this, but the whole effort is to weaken the Anglo-American banking cartel so that they can come into greater power when we finally create this one world government finally comes together over the next few years. And because of that tension, because that there are at least five major power factions in the world, there are many others, of course, but these are the five major ones. Because they're vying for power, this government, while it will be all-powerful, will be very weak, just as Daniel prophesied in Daniel chapter 2, in the clay mixed with iron in the ten toes. We'll have this ten-nation confederacy, or the ten financial regions of the world, that will control basically the economy and the people, and then within that there's always going to be this constant tension of those who are vying for power and controlling this, and it's going to be very weak.
And of course they are planning, and you can read and interview listeners of my next newsletter that goes into that, but there's a book put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, Building a North American Community. They plan on consolidating this North American unit with the end to sovereignty of America by the year 2010. And they're going to unite law enforcement. They're going to unite our bankrupt Social Security system with Mexico's bankrupt Social Security system. And if you really think you're going to get your Social Security 20 years from now, why, I would certainly think again. And they're going to, of course, unite our economies. They're going to unite our law enforcement. It's all there. I mean, it's... And yet the average American has never heard of it because of the degree of control that they have over the media. And that's why this is such an important DVD. I mean, I think that the information in that is really so valuable. And well, I can learn something from a DVD, and I've been studying this for 44 years. I mean, there's got to have a lot of really good information that is not generally available. So I really congratulate you for what you've done.
Well, thank you, Stan. One of the key things that I think you're talking about is the fact that in studying all this occult literature, I've come across the meaning of the 666 of Revelation chapter 13. And that's very clearly pointed out in Alice Bailey's books, Rays and Initiations, that we have, she actually defines the whole 666 phenomenon, and it has a name and a number, just like John penned in Revelation 13. It has a name and a number. It's the number of man. And she explains this in detail in her writings in Race and Initiations, which I then duplicate in this DVD.
And for our listeners, Alice Bailey was a Luciferian. She organized the Lucius Trust and, of course, the front organizations for that today. Some of the most powerful and wealthy people in the world are financing the new group of World Service, which is the front of the Lucius Trust, which was organized by Alice Bailey, who was a Luciferian, and of course her books were channeled to her. She had wrote over 20 books, all channeled by a demonic spirit named Joakul. Well, what can you explain this 666 to our listeners, because it is so important? You see, these people understand the Bible. They believe in the Bible. They just have a different spin on it.
Yes, they do. And it's a very interesting thing that what they have done, and you mentioned that most of your major leaders in this country belong to Lucius Trust in one form or another, or at least to support its efforts. And that's especially true of Brezhnev Brzezinski that created the Trilateral Commission along with David Rockefeller. Both of them are involved in Lucius Trust. And it's interesting that Brzezinski basically said back in 1973 that there will be a come a time very soon, and of course, soon to him is within probably his lifetime, which has been the case. Well, I mean, we'll pick that theme up after
pick it up as soon as we get back.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Before we go on, Michael, would you like to get your website out so people would know how to get in touch with you? Are you still putting out your newsletter?
No, I'm not. I had to discontinue that after 9/11, Stan. Interestingly, that people who I basically forecast exactly what had happened, and yet people went into such a state of shock that we couldn't get the renewals and so forth that we wanted or had to have to continue, so we had to discontinue it. The website itself is discerningtoday.org, discerningtoday.org. If you go back into our past newsletters in 1999, you'll find a couple of articles where we actually did predict the 9/11 event back in 1999. It was not hard to do when you understand their modus operandi.
Well, they're very, very clever, and of course they create an enemy. They financed Al-Qaeda, they financed the Taliban through the Pakistani intelligence. Just as today we're giving money to Pakistan, and Pakistan is funding the Taliban. I mean, where do these people get the money, for a military operation that is attacking Afghanistan today? Why are they getting it from the Pakistani intelligence, which is getting, of course, money from the American government? But we can't let the American people know that we create the best enemies money could buy, and then we send our boys overseas to fight and
die. There's one other thing, that another dimension that we need to bring out, and that is the fact that the Bank of International Settlements tracks all of these monetary exchanges, every one of them throughout the world. And if they really wanted to know how this money was being distributed, they have the ability to do that through the Bank of International Settlements. It's not a big deal. If they want to know if they suspect a Saudi family or something of supporting a various radical Islamic group or something like that, they can trace it. It's nothing really hard for them to do. And it hasn't been for many years. It's becoming very much easier. The Monterey Conference on Finance and Development back in 2002 not only pushed the whole agenda of dividing the world up into financial regions, but consolidated more and more power to the Bank of International Settlements. And by this time, the Bank of International Settlements can basically trace anything they want to. It's not a hard thing to do. And these families, these Saudi families and other world rich nations, have been funding this terrorism not as a means to they are trying to get more power, but at the same time they're trying to attack the Anglo-American faction, but the Anglo-American faction in turn is using them to keep everything destabilized.
I think you're absolutely right, but the average American really can't understand that. They take everything they read in the newspaper as gospel. Well, let's get back to your DVD on world events, because I mean, everything going on in the day is just sort of like a gigantic television program, with all the intricacies and all the various subplots. But all these plots are being orchestrated, and then behind these very, very powerful and wicked people in the world are these spiritual forces that you allude to. And I think that really is why, most people get so confused, because a lot of the things going on today just don't make sense unless you understand that there's spiritual forces that are energizing these powerful and wicked people.
That is very, very true, Stan. And I think if anything else, this DVD, as I've heard people call back and talk to me about, helps to bring the connection between the spiritual efforts of what's going on in these dark forces and what we're seeing geopolitically in the world. Even people that understand, may have listened to your program for years and years and really understand the intricacies of it, maybe have not had it put together in quite this way that it just leaps out at them so that they can understand. And the most powerful tool that I tried to work into this design is not to make it so alarmist that it would turn off a person who really doesn't understand it, is very suspicious of what you may believe in, and put it in a very factual way so that you can give this DVD to a friend or a neighbor or family member or something and have them watch it. And they may not still believe it. I mean, it's hard to believe, to accept in one big leap, but they at least will have their minds open, and I don't think it'll turn them off.
Well, a lot of fascinating information there, as you begin to realize that these spiritual forces, these truly demonic beings are here. They're not imaginary. They're very real, and they're energizing and directing some of the most powerful and wealthy people in the world today.
Yes, they are. In fact, back when you first started to investigate this, Stan, we were still in the age in which the Club of Rome, the concept of the Club of Rome and the Bilderbergers, if you said that, you were some sort of conspiracist, because everybody knew at that time that those organizations didn't exist. They were, as an absolute fact, they did not exist. Well, of course, they finally had to admit that they did exist, and now everybody's talking about them as they're a bunch of organizations of like-minded people that are trying to advance very good causes. And you know, the Trilateral Commission is trying to help the world become on a better economic footing. Well, there's some element of truth in that, but that is not their primary design. Their primary design is to create a world government with them in control.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I remember those words of Barry Goldwater, where he talked about how the purpose of the Trilateral Commission was the multinational control of the financial and commercial interests by first taking control of the United States government. And
yes,
that's exactly what they do. And people never mention the fact that Dick Cheney, the vice president, the man who really controls George Bush, who's just a script reader, and if he doesn't have a script, why, he's in real trouble. But President Cheney was a longtime member of the Trilateral Commission and the CFR. And then, of course, when he resigned from the Trilateral Commission, his wife took his place. And you
yep.
get the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, and there's Lynn Cheney, one of the 130 members of the North American group of this most powerful organization.
And they basically influenced, if not controlled, the executive branch of the United States since the Trilateral Commission was first formed under Jimmy Carter's tenure.
Sure. And so we get the choice. We get the opportunity to vote for the candidate of their choice. So,
yes.
And the American people really think that you know, they have a choice when they go to the polls, and they really don't understand how this game of power is played.
No, they don't, and I explain that also. I use a lot of Carol Quigley's work, which you have used in the past as well, to show that all this is a smokescreen of our house of mirrors, where you think you have a lot of freedom of choice, but you really don't. And, you know, that's very well spelled out in Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope. And I give several quotes to that effect in the DVD, showing how this is really not a free country anymore. We're very much controlled by this powerful cartel.
And I think the real advantage to the DVD is people can actually get all of your references, and then they can check them out to be sure they're accurate. I know they are accurate because I know many of them, although there were some there that I didn't know. But people need to know where they can get the reliable information from, and certainly for those who don't know, Professor Quigley was a professor at Harvard and at Princeton before he went to Georgetown. His most famous student was William Jefferson Clinton. And we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Do you cringe every time you turn the key and know your paycheck is going up in fumes? Would you like to increase your miles per gallon, get a noticeable increase in power and performance, and reduce emissions drastically for your vehicle at the same time by using an EPA-registered method? Listen to emissions specialist 40-plus years experience in the fuel industry every Thursday at 4 and Sunday at noon. The Fuel Crisis Solution. You want solutions, you want fuel solutions. Can't wait for the show but want more information now? Call 1-866-577-9760. That's 1-866-577-9760.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life,
and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Somebody called in wanted to know the meaning of 666, and this is a very, very long and detailed thing, but maybe you could just touch on it briefly, because, of course, Alice Bailey, who is a Luciferian, whose books were channeled by a demonic spirit named Joa Cool. Alice Bailey actually talks about that in her books. It's all there, coming from the demonic side. So do you want to just touch on that briefly?
It's not easy to explain over the radio. You have to read it, and even then it's very confusing, because one of the things, and you know this because you've read some of this occult literature, Stan, it's very convoluted. For an average mind, you know, organized mind, it is really convoluted. But she goes on to explain the name of this 666 and the number of the 666, which is beyond just the 666. It's a long number. But if you break that down into its occult meanings, it's the name of, first of all, it's the number of 24 divided by 3, which is 6, and then you go into the 9 is the number of initiation, which somehow in their minds, and she spells this out, equals 6, and then the 6 also is the name of the number of the 6th ray, which is very important in occult literature. It's the number of idealism and the driving force, which means mankind move into godhood. So you have these three components, the 666, that are spelled out in by Alice Bailey in Raising Initiations, page 20 or 79.
Well, I think the people just ought to get the DVD, because you go into it in great detail and you have exactly what she says up there, you know, on the screen. You do a great job of. But believe me, it is complicated, because these people do not think as you and I do. They don't think from a rational point of view. Everything is based upon the information they get from the demonic spirits. And there are well over, I think, 24 or 25 volumes of Alice Bailey's writings, all channeled to her by a demonic spirit. Till people understand there is another dimension, that these people have tapped into the other dimension, and that is what is directing American foreign and domestic policy. Until we get and expose these wicked people who seize control of both of our political parties and our foundations and our corporations and our banking system and our educational system, until we can take America back and bring it back under the rule of the God of the Bible rather than of the God of darkness, why, nothing is going to change. Would you agree or disagree with
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. The real battles in the spiritual world, and as we have talked about many times in your programs before, that the first order of business is not to buy this DVD, as much as I'd like to have you do that, but to actually get down on your knees and pray that God, these dark forces would be pushed back by God. Because, you know, it's interesting, I even have this on the DVD, how many times this agenda has been thwarted by people who have been sensitive to God's leading and have stood up and done something that God can use to stop this agenda in a very, very global, powerful way. It's amazing how God can use simple people to stop this agenda if you're just being sensitive to His Word, and that requires being on your knees in prayer and trying to be sensitive to what God will call you to do. I think this DVD will help you do that, though.
Well, good. Dr. Kaufman was instrumental in blocking the biodiversity treaty that was ready to be passed by the Senate, United States Senate, some years ago. He was in South Africa when they had the last Earth Summit there, and they were ready to actually adopt the Earth Charter, an occult document written by Gorbachev and Marie Strong and Stephen Rockefeller. And actually, you were able to block that, you and a few other people working. You know, it's amazing, you know, that you've been on the front lines of this battle for a long time and the success that you've had.
It is, and I don't claim it for myself. It's God that did it. He cleared the path. We were in South Africa. I didn't think we had a chance. And what surprised me, you know, when we stopped the biodiversity treaty from being ratified an hour before it was coming to cloture vote in the U.S. Senate, there was four of us, three of us really, but four of us. When I went to South Africa, there were well over 100 people that were aware of what was going on and were there to stop it. And we finally convinced the State Department to have that language pulled out of the consensus document at the last minute. There are more and more people that are becoming aware of this and are standing up to fight, and you need to be one of them.
Amen to that. And you need to have the information, though, and that's why the DPD is important. And it's a world event by Dr. Kaufman, and we will be tell you when we get down here, you know, how you can go ahead and get a copy of it. It's important that you have the information, that you watch it through several times. In fact, I was watching it last night for the second time, because there's so much material there, so much information, and so many quotations that you need to know the source of. Michael, you've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, my encouragement is to at least avail yourself of buying this DVDs. You know, I'm not saying that because I want to sell DVDs, which I do. Don't doubt about that. We all need to earn some income and so forth. But the real purpose of this is to inform not only the listener right now, but the people he can or she can give this to also watch, that really, really don't understand what is going on. Because it's hard to ignore when you actually have their information staring you right in their face and have it put it together in a way that shows very clearly how this is fulfilling prophecy and how it's being organized and so forth, that I think is in a non-offensive way that will really trigger the curiosity of these people. If they don't accept it right away, they will be far more open to what Stan has to say and what you have to say than they had been in the past, because it's almost impossible to refute what's in this DVD.
It's very, very well done. The quotations are valid, and of course many of the books we have available to you, although the occult books you're going to have to get on your own, other than we do carry the Lost Keys of Freemasonry and some of the writings of Manly Palmer Hall. Well, Michael, thank you very much for what you're doing, and certainly for your dedication to getting this message out. And until our political and religious leaders are willing to say what the battle really is, it's not a political battle, it's not a cultural battle, it's not a battle against communism or terrorism, it's a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And most of the boogeymen out there have been created to distract you from understanding what it's really about. God bless you, Michael. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Stan. God bless you, too.
Talk to you later today. Bye-bye.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
45.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333 Acoma Way. Bring your 9-branch Tanakias and your delicious latkes. Special guest speaker Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry. Also, a special praise dance with the Daughters of Zion. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information, and we'll see you December the 16th at Beth Messiah Congregation and celebrate Hanukkah.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutrition,